I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I think everybody in our house has like a plugged up head and is coughing, and I don't know what the hell it is. I'm thinking it's because it went from being very warm and nice yesterday to being very cold today, and everybody's sinuses just decided to dump. Yeah, it's disgusting. And also our cats are being assholes, so everybody's kind of in a shitty mood. But, and I'm also in a shitty mood because I'm using this crappy USB mic again because I keep forgetting to go buy a goddamn cable to hook up my microphone, and mixing board to the computer again. So, I'm gonna go do that as soon as I'm done here, and possibly buy Guardians of the Galaxy because I need to cheer up. Anyhow, we've got some great music for you on this installment of the podcast. I think it's a pretty good, it's good. We're going to start out with new music on Sorry State Records from their self-titled debut LP. This is Japan's Louder with Secret Fiction.
Yeah. only knew each other through the people that we saw. If you fit it nails into the bottom of my shoes, I still wouldn't be mad at you. If you patronized me for your own personal health, if you chose another for their beauty and their wealth, if you tried to kill me, well, it wouldn't be too hard. You've always felt so close, but suddenly you feel so far. If you planted nails into the bottoms of my shoes,
off Sam Vicari's forthcoming LP, Giving Up on Sip City. That song was Mad at You. That album won't be out until April 7th, but we got an advanced copy and we quite liked it. The recommended, if you like, on that is Teenage Fan Club, Superchunk, Sloan, Superdrag, and Guided by Voices. I think all of those are very accurate summations of his sound, especially on that track, Mad at You. Before that, Sheer Mag with Hard Lovin' from their self-titled 7-inch. Definitely, if you like your music to sound like Thin Lizzy or artists of that ilk, like some sugar metal, definitely grab that 7-inch. Before that, The Spits, Come With Me from their Scion 7-inch split with Dan Melchior. We started everything off with Louder. They are a band from Japan. They released a couple of singles over there, and this is their debut LP on Sorry State Records. That song, Secret Fiction, is the first song on the second side, and as I wrote in my review last week, I honestly think that the stuff that's a little weirder like that is the better stuff. This next track isn't particularly weird, but it's definitely, like, fantastic and something I'm digging on an awful lot. From their self-titled debut album, this is Viet Cong with Bunker Buster. the very excellent Grizzly Bear and their very excellent song 2 Weeks off of Vecatmest. I know that's like the hit single and all of that, but I don't care. Every time I hear it, I'm like, why don't I listen to this more often? Before that, Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam did Pendulum Morphosis. That is the B-side to the new Pearl Jam 10 Club single, their 2014 single. The A-side is Eddie Vedder doing Imagine by John Lennon. It's pretty decent. That Jeff Ament instrumental is definitely the better of the two. My wife recently rejoined Pearl Jam's 10 Club and gets the singles, and so we listened to that, and I said, hey, I should play that on the podcast, and so I am. Before that, the Smiths did The Headmaster Ritual, the first song off of their very excellent Meat is Murder. It's been cold, and it's been overcast, and it's been gross, so I've been listening to a lot of the Smiths, naturally. And in a definitely a very good pairing with the Smiths, that was we started everything off with Viet Cong from their self-titled album doing Bunker Buster. That whole thing, it's very Stone Roses, it's very Echo and the Bunnymen, it's very dark, it's very pretty. But what I highly recommend is listening to the whole thing. The track that comes right after Bunker Buster, Continental Shelf, is quite good, but what's very, very amazing is the final concluding song, which is called Death, and it is 11 minutes and 20 seconds of just dying. It's so good. But let's get into some things that are a little more positive. We're going to end it with a lot of power pop, and we're going to start it off with one of our favorite power pop artists from his upcoming split with Dwight Twilley on Goodland Records. This is Josh Berwanger with Some Other Guy.
Save the fish!
Oh, that fish was dying.
Save the fish!
Oh,
you have money, I would highly suggest purchasing the Windian Records subscription series number 3. My review may have been a little lukewarm, but I think as I listen to these singles, I am enjoying them more and more. Specifically, this John Wesley Coleman III single, the B-side to it that we just played, I Found a Home. So good. That's probably like my favorite song thus far this year. It's just perfect and gets better the more I listen to it. Before that, No Love did Dogs, Wolves from North Carolina Singles Series. That's the second installment, also on Sorry State Record, much as the Louder track we played to start out the show. Those single series, man, Daniel at Sorry State is just killing it. There's a lot of really great stuff coming out on that label, including the new Dark Ages album, Vapor, which I've had a chance to listen to. And wow, I can't wait to share it with you guys here on the podcast. It's going to be amazing. Before that, Pushing It to the Limit from the cassette, the self-titled cassette, and that is Pushing It to the Limit Saves the Fish, that features Audrey Crash from X-Friends. Definitely a very fun cassette, and you can find that on Bandcamp. And we start everything off with Josh Berwanger doing Some Other Guy from his split with Dwight Twilley on Goodland Records. Such good music on the podcast this time round. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks with more music. I don't know what we'll have, but we'll see. It should be fun. I'm always acquiring new music. If you would like to help me acquire that new music, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for play and review. I also write all kinds of reviews at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast appears twice a month or every other week, depending on how you want to look at it. You can also tell your friends who write and do art and all of that stuff to send me stuff as well. And yeah, until next time. Thanks for listening.